Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. We are in the book of Titus. We took a little day off yesterday and talked about the ministry and some of the gifts that God has put into us and some of the things He's allowed us to do, and just a few things we wanted to say. So you didn't miss anything if you missed yesterday's podcast in relation to the verse by verse, but I would highly recommend you go check it out. We're in the fourth verse, when the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared. Again, kindness as the primary definition of who God is, but let's not skip love. The kindness and the love of God, and I don't want to sound like a broken record, but the love of God was not the most common thing I heard in ministry my whole life. In fact, my dad tells a really good story about a minister that he came up in ministry. He actually led the man to the Lord years ago and baptized him, and the man accepted the call into the ministry and went to Bible school and was then ordained and pastored churches. Anyway, decades of them being friends, separated by hundreds of miles in geography, they finally came back together a few years ago in a non-church situation. It was more of a work setting, and they kind of rekindled their friendship. And my dad had always served as sort of a mentor to this man. And my father was undergoing a major reformation in his own doctrine, much like I have. He and I both came into the message of grace nearly at the same time. I might have been a step or two ahead there and just helped kind of, our discussions helped me and him. And so my dad's ministry didn't resemble anything that this man remembered about my dad. And they were talking one day. My dad still tells this story, and I just think it's so appropriate. One Wednesday at the work setting they were in, the man said to my dad, I don't have anything for service tonight. I don't have a sermon yet. I got to get home and put something together. And my dad said, well, why don't you just get up and tell them how much God loves them? And the man said, yeah, they'd really like that, wouldn't they? And my dad said the response of the man was not, the response was that he took it to be a lazy message. Yeah. And that the people would just love it if he just got up and told them about the love of God, but that's not really what they needed. They needed something else. And I remember that struck my dad as so odd, and it strikes me as odd too, though it didn't surprise either one of us, because in a lot of circles, that is exactly what a preacher would say, especially in our part of the world, the way we were raised and the kind of ministries we came out of. Preachers would really mercilessly mock ministries that preach the love of God. If you got up and titled a sermon, God loves you, oh my goodness, a lot of the preachers we came up around would think this is what's wrong with the church, is these lazy preachers that just get up and tell people God loves them. They don't give them any, they don't tell them about God's wrath. They don't tell them about what God demands. And it was as if grace could really only be presented after you sufficiently beat the fire out of people and made them feel as if they were the dregs of society. And then and only then, when properly bruised, could you pour in the oil and the wine and really bring satisfaction to them. Yet when Paul introduces Jesus Christ in Titus 3 and 4, he calls him the kindness and the love of God. He doesn't call him the righteous judgment, though he was. He doesn't call him the right hand of God, though he was. He calls him the kindness and the love. I don't care anymore about taking my cues from someone else. I'm going to take them from Paul. And I'm going to preach the kindness and the love of God through Jesus Christ. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.